The butter smells funny. One. But you eat it anyway, needing the fat for what comes after. Out here alone on your skiff, just trying to catch a smallmouth or any unfancy piece of dinner, when out of nowhere, lightning splits your oak mast kaboom right through its growth rings, then winds up again and hits the motor for good measure. But look, a little kernel of luck. You're wearing rubber boots and standing on a rubber mat, so that frayed power line in the sky that shocks most hearts into silence drops you to the deck and leaves your fingers blackened at the tips, but still intact and functional. 2. Crawling from that sucker punch back toward your five senses, your memory reels to the drafty room you were renting in 67, when your girlfriend heard on the news that Otis Redding and his band were settling down for hibernation among the crawdads and sunfish at the bottom of this same lake in Wisconsin, for Christ's sake. That fog was thick as your luck is today, but their pilots tried to land anyway, and who knows why. Probably because the money was good, and probably not in some predestined sacrifice to the gods of soul music. Not after the godfather James Brown himself had warned Otis not to fly. 3. In the first chapter of his great text, Lao Tzu writes, "The spiritual way that can be spoken of is a load of shit." An addendum might read, "The silent one who knows what gave James Brown his growl, or why Otis was taken back at 26, could lift a double propeller plane from the waters of Lake Monona and set it down gently like a rocking chair on the dock of some bright bay. Lying in a pool of water on your back, wasting time while your lungs fill with a heady mixture of downpour and autumn wind, you start to imagine that little plane rusting away below you, and what one human voice might do given the chance, and thinking of home, you pick up a plank and row."